This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
First clue to this tune and where it came from during the rockabilly era. And I guess this is a Sun Record recording artist, but I can't go any further than that. So James,
Chuck Blevins.
Who is it?
Chuck Blevins. Is this who it is?
James, where'd you go? Who is this?
It says Three Aces and Joker.
Three Aces and Joker.
Wow. There were, hold on a second. There are the Jive Aces. That's what I was trying to think of. I interviewed, they were from England. But they didn't sound like, well, they kind of did sound like this, actually. Do me a favor, James, go into your catalogs there and see if you can find the Jive Aces. And then maybe they've got a Christmas tune. But this is good. This will get the blood flowing as well.
Yeah.
Coming up to 8 after the hour here on the December 15th Doug Steffen Good Day program, middle of the month, a week away from the first full day of winter. Christmas is 10 days away. You have to be a genius to figure all of that out. So hopefully you have done what you need to do, or you're well on your way if you feel buying presents and exchanging presents is an important part of this time of the year. I found some incredibly useful sites that I thought would be good to share with people, Jay. There's what's been described as the ultimate chat list, which is called chatlist.com.
Okay.
You can find, if you're grumbling, like, I should go there and share my feelings about Verizon, for example, right? If you've had a tough time, or there's a lot of Hollywood gossip there, that sort of thing.
Oh, okay, so just kind of like a grumble, complain.
Yeah, but there are also a lot of
like
good
Twitter
things in there. Yeah, you can sing the praises of your favorite band there, movies,
nice.
Yeah, that kind of stuff. So the financial woes that we find ourselves in, some of us this time of year, people spend too much money, too much charge on their credit card, et cetera, et cetera, et cetera. There's a financial site called financialwise.com. And there you can find all kinds of, there are 8,000 different relevant places that you can go for financial advice. Who wants to get advice on where to put your money from 8,000 people? Well, you find something. So I'm just suggesting these are kind of cool. The reason that I found these sites, I think I told you that on the farm I had an auction of things that were bequeathed to me or things that were used, that were given to me. So they wanted, the idea was to sell them so that the nonprofit that runs the farm would be the beneficiary of these collectibles. So what you can do is go, if you're looking for things that are very special for the very special person in your life, go to collectors.com, all right? Collectors.com. It's all free. Maybe it's worth what you pay for it. I don't know, but it looks like something that it helped me out. Maybe it will help you, and we pass these along in the spirit of helping you. So the other thing, this program is aimed at what's going on, the issues of the day, the events of the day, and I will tell you I was distracted when I found the story of this 43-year-old woman in a Motel 6 parking lot in a coastal Mississippi town. Apparently she was making a lot of noise. The manager of the hotel called the police. The police officers came to the motel. They spoke to this woman for a half hour. They thought that they had calmed her down, and they turned around and walked away. She got a gun out and shot two of them, both of them.
Oh, that's awful.
And she killed herself. Again, back to yesterday, we were talking about this, and this is one of the highlights. There seem to be more and more of these mental health issues. On the Good Day download, that presently, the most recent one that's up there at Good Day Download, gooddayshow.com, we have the importance of putting a focus on mental health, because Adele was talking about it, and we were talking about her talking about it in her performances over the weekend. So it's there, and it's in front of us, and it needs more attention. So that, plus some stories about Scarlett Johansson and that sort of thing. Lots of discussions about lots of things, because that's what I pride myself and ourselves in doing here, spreading around lots of information, spread the wealth, lots of thoughts about things, so you can get all of the feelings and the gist of this program on gooddayshow.com, where the daily download is, and also you can hear through the course of the day the whole show all day long. It's repeated all day long at gooddayshow.com. Here from the space, the traveling that we're doing in space, sending the Orion moonship out. So a lot of times, I remember my dear, dear friend Jay Honeycutt telling me something that nobody really, or most people don't know. It's not, it isn't publicized, what they put into these spaceships when they send them out. There's always some little thing, or two or three, that they put into them. And sometimes, you know, like in the Voyager's instance, or the Webb telescope being sent out there, they're never going to come back. So they're carrying tidbits of life, the life that we know here on Earth right now. For example,
so if somebody comes across it in a very long time from now.
Yeah, right.
That's really cool. Kind of like the time capsules that we would bury as children and
in a building.
Students. It's like this is floating around space.
Yep. So on the $1.4 million trek, there were five hidden things on board. It was a crewless flight, but the image of a cardinal, the bird, was put into the window, where if there were a pilot, the window would, you know, the pilot would be looking out the window.
Okay.
The bird is the symbol of tributes to loved ones who have died, and it's also a mascot for the St. Louis Cardinals. The program manager at the Johnson Space Center, Mark Geyer, liked. He passed away last year at the age of 63. He had run this division, but he got pancreatic cancer. So the people who worked on the space program who loved him wanted this to be a piece of him that went out there. That's it. That kind of stuff. So thoughtful. So cool. Also, there was a secret word written in Morse code in the capsule as well. I'm looking at the picture of it. What they also were honoring, the Morse code wrote out the word Charlie. And Charlie was the deputy program manager who also died in 2020. So the two people that were at the top of the Orion program both died, and they sent something that represented them out into space. I thought that was kind of cool. And then they also had, let's see here, what else? They had in front of the pilot seat, they had the country codes for every nation that helped develop and build this module. So, Germany, Italy, Switzerland, France, Belgium, Sweden, Denmark, Norway, Spain, the Netherlands, all helped in designing or in some way crafting this piece of space hardware. So I thought that was good. Now comes the special part.
Okay.
they had a recording that apparently was playing on a loop as this thing went out As it launched, there was a trigger for the audio of Frank Sinatra's hit, Fly Me to the Moon. That was in, there's nobody to hear it.
Okay, that is just really cute.
Yeah, but that was playing all the way out and all the way back. 1964, Sinatra and Fly Me to the Moon. Well, there you go. I just thought it was kind of cool. And also, by the way, they sent the code for the number 18, the number of trips that have gone to the moon. The last mission to the moon was Apollo 17. So this was the 18th mission. And so they had the binary code in the cockpit right next to the seat of the code was number 18. So as far as I'm concerned, your tax dollars at work, fabulously spent in this circumstance. All right, here's something else that's fabulous. Those of you who haven't come up with a good present for the female partner in your life, you know what I've got for you, right, Jay? Those pajamagrams.
Yeah.
The naturally nude pajamas. You can get them, but you can only get them at Pajamagram. They're sensuous. They're smooth. They're cool. They're soft. They're alluring. All that sort of stuff that I know that this is the kind of thing that heightens somebody's interest in the other person. So naturally nude pajamas, you can get them. She'll love them. You'll love them. Everybody will love them. And when you go online right now to pajamagram.com and order them, you'll get a $75 naturally nude nightie as a gift. Doesn't cost you anything. Plus, shipping is free, too. So they sold out before Christmas. Get at it. Go to pajamagram.com right now and order naturally nude pajamas. Tell them Doug Steffen sent you.
That symphony of engines roaring in perfect harmony. It's a feeling that would be impossible to recreate on the radio. Until now. Hit it, Jerry. Oh, my word. Really, really terrible. Is that a Glockenspiel, Jerry? Quote with Progressive and see if you could save with America's number one motorcycle insurer. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates.
No, Jerry. It's over.
What's the best product I bought this year? Oh, that's easy. Salonpas pain-relieving patches. The proven medicines in Salonpas patches reduce my pain and let me do the things I need to do every day.
In a recent clinical study, patients using Salonpas reported improved sleep, mood, and the ability to work. They had less pain and were able to reduce their use of oral pain medications.
For pain, I use Salonpas. It's good medicine.
For all your printing needs this holiday, Staples has you covered.
I need custom-printed holiday cards for my one-of-a-kind business.
Staples has you covered.
It's beginning to look a lot like I need custom party invites. Fast.
I need cards for everyone who gave me a hand this year, without spending an arm and a leg.
Staples has you covered with personalized holiday cards and invites. And now save 40% on custom holiday cards and invitations. For everything you need printed, go to Staples, the working and learning store. In-store and online ends 12/17. Exclusions and restrictions apply.
I've always gotten tons of UTIs. Cranberry products never worked for me, and I was desperate for a way to be proactive. I'm Jenna Ryan, CEO and founder of Eucora. We've worked with doctors to develop effective urinary tract health products. Just mix a packet of Eucora with water and drink it when you need support, like right after intimacy. Eucora is helping over 100,000 women stay healthy. Ready to join them? Get 30% off at eucora.com/radio. That's eucora.com/radio.
You don't sit behind a desk every day to earn a living. You're out and about making it happen. And sometimes you get a little bit behind on your paperwork, you know, like bookkeeping and paying your taxes. It's easy to get behind on paying your taxes. It happens to the best of us. And you know what happens next. The big bad IRS comes knocking on your door. And when that happens, you need to call the good old boys at the Tax Doctor. Let them do what they do best. Deal and negotiate with the IRS so you pay the lowest you can in back taxes that the law allows. We are a 100% U.S.-based company, and we've saved our clients millions over the years in back taxes. If you owe $10,000 or more in back taxes, call my friends right now at the Tax Doctor and learn more.
800-932-5140. 800-932-5140. 800-932-5140. That's 800-932-5140.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. The IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So, how'd it go for Jake?
Thank you. Did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
Three at the hour. Doug Steffen with Jay Kirshner on the Good Day program. Time for our social media focus on celebrities. And right front and center here with us in this hour is Kelly Clarkson, who is all over the place, as she ought to be. I think she's very talented. I like she just has that magnetic, likable glow all over her. She's just one of those people. But she's got a problem at home, and we'll talk about that after this. Here's some news for small to mid-sized business owners. A question. Did your business stay open during COVID? If that's the case, at COVIDpayment.com, there's great news. You see, the feds have set aside funds in the CARES Act to reward companies who stayed open during 2020 and 2021. These payments are not loans, and you don't have to pay them back. How do you get your hands on this money? If you had more than five employees on payroll between 2020 and 2021, your company could qualify for you to get $26,000 per employee. Go to COVIDpayment.com. That's right, up to $26,000 per employee. Answer a couple of questions, and then accounting and tax experts at COVIDpayment.com will do all the rest. Nobody knows more about this program than the folks at COVID Payment. If you have five or more employees, let COVIDpayment.com help you get up to $26,000 per employee. Visit COVIDpayment.com. Good, huh? There it is, brighten up your day. Sit up straight, hold your hands, and enjoy Kelly Clarkson, who has a great life, it would seem. Did she get divorced last year or the year before? She had. Was she the one recently? She was
divorced.
Yeah. I don't know what she did, but whatever was wrong with her husband, I think she's fabuloso. Anyway, her problem is that she's got some crazy woman who keeps showing up at her doorstep. And so there's a restraining order against this woman after the judge signed off. But apparently the woman still doesn't get it.
What was it? Sometime within the past couple of weeks, we were already talking about this, about a fan showing up at the house in the middle of the night, different times, nonstop, making it onto the property, leaving gifts on her doorstep, at her gate, all of these things. Well, it's this person, and the woman is just a huge fan. Apparently, one of Kelly's longtime backup dancers is saying that this woman, Huet Nicole Young, has apparently been following Kelly around and been a big fan since 2009, started writing letters and fan mail around that time. So Kelly had to get a restraining order. Well, this person is violating the restraining order, still showing up. And there is a different person that she just had to get a restraining order against earlier this week.
Crazy. Crazy, crazy, crazy. Imagine going home and being so uncomfortable in your own home.
Mm-hmm.
You don't know who's looking through the window. You don't know who's going to knock on
your
door.
And a lot of people are always like, why do these people employ security? Like, why do these famous people have so much security? Yeah. This is why.
This is why. Exactly, because some people are just crazy. And it may not be a bad crazy. It may not be that she, you know, but the whole business, we were just talking about mental health and all the time we've given this week to those discussions. You don't, that's right, you don't know. You don't know what you're dealing with. The two police officers, as I said, down in Mississippi town, talking about that in the last half hour. They go, women make a lot of noise, they go to the hotel, and they talk to her for a half hour, try to calm her down. They turn around, walk away. She gets a gun out and shoots them both. Then she shoots herself. And so that's why there's security at homes that belong to people like Kelly Clarkson. That's it. 28 past the hour.
Rob tried to manage his constipation with belly pain, discomfort, and bloating day after day. After realizing it was irritable bowel syndrome with constipation or IBS-C, he found another way and finally said yes to adding Linzess.
Linzess, or linaclotide, is a prescription medicine that treats IBS-C in adults. Linzess works differently than laxatives. It lets you have more frequent and complete bowel movements and helps relieve overall abdominal symptoms, belly pain, discomfort, and bloating. These symptoms were studied in combination, not individually. Do not give Linzess to children less than 2 years old. It may harm them. Do not take Linzess if you have a bowel blockage. Get immediate help if you develop unusual or severe stomach pain, especially with bloody or black stools. The most common side effect is diarrhea, sometimes severe. If it's severe, stop taking Linzess and call your doctor right away. Other side effects include gas, stomach area pain, and swelling. There could be more to your story with IBS-C. Talk to a doctor today. Say yes to Linzess. Learn more at Linzess.com or call 1-800-LINZESS. Sponsored by Abbvie and Ironwood Pharmaceuticals.
Gentlemen, this Christmas, give her the next best thing to wearing nothing at all. Soft, silky, naturally nude pajamas. You get them at Pajamagram. Sensuous, smooth, naturally nude pajamas feel just like her own skin. Even more alluring than lingerie, the texture and the touch of these pajamas is really seductive. Leave nothing to the imagination. Naturally nude pajamas. The feeling is wonderful. Right next to the skin, feels like wearing nothing at all. Order today and Pajamagram will include a free matching naturally nude nightie. $75 saving on this best-selling holiday gift. Best of all, Pajamagram does the wrapping, and that's free. In a year filled with unexpected items, get her something she can count on. Here's what you do. Go right now to Pajamagram.com. That's Pajamagram.com. Order naturally nude pajamas and tell them Doug Steffen sent you.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
USA News Update. A severe storm that started on the West Coast last weekend continues wreaking havoc on Thursday, sweeping through the Midwest, Plains, and Great Lakes with blizzard conditions, freezing rain, while spawning tornadoes. Over 12 million people across the United States were under winter storm warning or advisories Thursday morning. The Federal Reserve continued its battle against inflation by raising its benchmark interest rate to the highest level in 15 years. The Federal Open Market Committee voted to jump the overnight borrowing rate a half percentage point. The rate is now 4.25% to 4.5%, Fed Chair Jerome Powell.
Reducing inflation is likely to require a sustained period of below-trend growth and some softening of labor market conditions. Restoring price stability is essential to set the stage for achieving maximum employment and stable prices over the long run.
Lance Pry, USA News.
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. Created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices, our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA, and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veteran nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.
Advertising is simple. It starts with someone who has a need.
Mom!
And then gets more specific.
Mom, I want pizza.
Then we add urgency.
I want pizza tonight.
Before you know it, your GCN advertising message is reaching millions of listeners. Listeners who are definitely in need.
We want pizza!
You see, advertising on GCN is simple. Your message meets their need, and the result means new business for you. Tell us about your business, then let our super creative department go to work to craft just the right message to feed those who have an urgent need.
We want pizza tonight!
GCN has the most affordable national radio advertising rates, period. And millions of people listen to GCN radio programs on over 1,000 AM and FM and XM stations and streaming audio live. Get started today with GCN, the Genesis Communications Network. Just shoot us an email, advertise@GCNlive.com. What if you could cut your heating bills this winter with your existing wood-burning fireplace and not spend thousands doing it? You can with Great Wall of Fire fireplace grates. Our U.S.-patented, made-in-America Wall of Fire grates increase fireplace efficiency, eliminate fireplace smoke problems, and come with a 30-day money-back guarantee. See our grates in action and get free shipping from walloffire.com or call 800-274-7364. Fireplace heat without fireplace smoke. Walloffire.com.
The final phase of extermination is set to commence now. And as population die-off becomes evident, you know it is the time of punishment in all that is written. The cover for mass die-off is evolution and global warming frauds, also used as false proof of their Christ. They are from the lines that were disinherited 2,000 years ago. Now they claim to be his Christ based upon blood type, DNA, and long lifespan. Go to unveilingthem.com. That's UNVEILING them.com.
It's gonna be a white hot Christmas. Ever since she kissed my lips, 103, the snow is melting. Icicles have disappeared. Santa lent me my wish, and stockings filled with a sweet kiss. It's gonna be a white hot Christmas this year.
You know what I'm thinking as I'm listening to this? That we ought to call McFadden and have him. He turned me on to these guys a number of years ago. Those of you who've been with me for a long time remember Rich McFadden, who was what James is now. Before we had Kara and we had Phil, we had Rich. Rich was sitting at that board for about 20 years. Putting up with me and my foolishness.
And one of the things, you on air quite a bit, too.
Yeah, he was on the air a lot. Yeah, he was. One of the things, he had great musical tastes, and he always was exposing me to new things. So we came across the Jive Aces, a group from England, and we got them on the air. And had a fabulous, they were just so much fun. And just listening, Craig, let's just listen to a little more of that, James, will you?
The snow is melting, bicycles have disappeared, and when my wish, the stockings fill with her sweet kiss. It's gonna be a white hot Christmas this year. Hanging low, man, I'm
stuff all day.
White, hot Christmas. This I'm dreaming of a white, hot Christmas.
I like that. Never heard this one.
Never.
No, but it's definitely going to be added to my playlist. That was great.
Right. Yeah, no, it is very, very cool. And I have Richie to thank for that. So you know what I'm trying to do? As I'm talking to you, let's see how good I can make this work. Although the technology isn't really fantastic. But it's Christmas time. I have to wish all the people that I love. And Richie and I have loved each other for all of... What? Are you there?
What's up?
All right. So you're on the air with me and Jay. You know you are. So we just found, for whatever the reason, we had a Christmas song on that sounded like the Jive Aces. And so I had James find a Christmas song from the Jive Aces, and as we were playing it, I was giving you credit for having exposed me to the Jive Aces, and I can't remember. Do you remember how long ago it was? Was it 10, 12, more?
About 10 years ago, yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. And I don't even remember how we found them. We just kind of tripped across them, I guess, on YouTube or something.
Yeah. And they, I think they came on, as a matter of fact. We had them on. Yeah, right. But it was so much fun listening to them in that incarnation. So I just said to James, see if you can find a Christmas song. And so we just played a Christmas tune from the Jive Aces. So I wanted to give you credit.
James, get ready for this to happen about once a week. Doug will hear a song, and it will invoke some kind of memory. And then you will go down this long rabbit hole of you know, how he came across the song or what memory it brings back for him. That is how Doug's brain works. Everything is wrapped around a line from some song, probably from 1967 or 1974.
That's my pal.
And then you end up down these long rabbit holes, but it's a lot of fun.
I'm so excited.
Yeah, he's very excited to have that opportunity. Anyway. Yeah. I'll probably talk to you before Christmas, but Merry Christmas to everybody there. All right, thanks, Richie. Rich McFadden. The Jive Aces. Who would have thunk it? All right, anyway. So that's that story. Today, we celebrate on the Good Day program the Bill of Rights Day. Do you all know, I'm so frustrated with this because youngsters who are going through school these days are not taught how important the Bill of Rights are. It's a constitutional first. There are not many governments that have come up with a framework that gives rights and freedoms to the society in the country. Mm-hmm. So the Bill of Rights Day commemorates the ratification, at least of the first 10 amendments that were made to the Constitution.
Mm-hmm.
The National Archives has documented all of these celebrations. James Madison introduced the first Bill of Rights. He was the fourth president of the United States. You can go into the National Archives building in Washington, go into the rotunda, and you will see this reminder to all of us about what happens in a constitutionally republicanized country where we have all these freedoms that allow us to have all of the conversations that we have. We have the people
who are constantly quoting the amendments, one amendment or another amendment.
Yeah. Well, I think that, and by the way, today is Bill of Rights Day because President Roosevelt, Franklin Roosevelt, issued proclamation that this be this was on the occasion, I think, of the 150th anniversary of the Bill of Rights. And so he made an opening for the first Bill of Rights Day in 1941, stating, quote, "No date in the long history of freedom means more to liberty-loving men in all liberty-loving countries than the 15th day of December 1791. He also mentions that there isn't a country in the world that hasn't felt the effects of the Bill of Rights. Hitler, the Nazis, denounced these things in one of his first speeches, right? So shouldn't that be a clue? And I go to January 6th in my mind with that. there are obvious connections, and the enhancement of having the right to protest, which is a natural right and an appropriate right that we should have, it's not having violence attached to it, because all that does is distract from the real message. And those bozos who committed the violent crimes that day didn't get it.
Mm-hmm. Well, that's where the difference between protesters and rioters come into play.
Yes.
And regarding January 6th, how many people were protesters? They were not rioters. They did not even enter
the Capitol, but they were seen
in people's photographs and backgrounds. And so they lost their job just for being there, for peacefully protesting. That's what those people were doing. And then as far as the people who did enter the building, some did illegally. And then to a certain point, police and security were told to let people in order to minimize what could have happened. And so some people went in because they thought they were allowed to go in there. And basically just on a self-guided tour, they didn't have any malicious intent, where other people did. And everyone just gets lumped together, and it becomes the whole you're guilty by association.
Yep, exactly. Well, here's some, I'm talking about the police and tragedies and stuff. Here's a, and we've had to focus on Alaska a lot today because of the weather and other things that are going on up there. I like to talk about things all around the country in areas where the program is heard, and that's why Alaska. Yesterday, I think we spent a lot of time talking about Oregon because of what the governor there had done with commutation of sentences. Today, Alaska, because of the weather, but also this officer who was killed after being attacked by a muskox. I don't even know what a muskox is.
It's like
a musk
really
rat.
Big, really like long fur looking ox thing.
Right. But it's they're dangerous apparently. And they are they're smaller than a coyote, but they do the same thing. They attack animals and kill them, and this police officer was attacked by him, and he was declared dead at the scene. This is horrible. Imagine dying like that. He'd been a police officer for 13 years, and, out of nowhere. But again, they're a stocky, long-haired animal, as I see described. They can weigh up to 800 pounds, kind of like a bear and a seven. They have horns. So in my mind, what I go to is a bison or a cow even that has horns. But I don't ever remember hearing anything about a muskox.
They curl forward. They can do damage.
Yeah, right. Well, that's a horrible thing. Oy. And then there's the father of six who was killed in a crash while delivering free bicycles to children in need.
Mm-hmm. He was a veteran, too.
Yep. Michigan, business owner, car accident on a trip to Florida to give away free bikes to children displaced by the hurricanes this year. His name is Stephen Pringle, driving a truck filled with these bicycles in Punta Gorda. The profile on this fellow appears today in the Detroit Free Press. Family told the newspaper that after driving through an intersection that was missing a stop sign because the storm had knocked it down, he was fatally struck by another vehicle. And that was the end of him. He was the father, as I say, of six. He was committed to making a difference, teaching his children about how to make a difference, and he thrived on helping other people. And he had created this business using bikes as therapy. And so they've got a GoFundMe page to raise money for his services. Awful. Somebody doing something. What is the old terrible expression?
No good deed, right?
Okay, so here's something that you may find extraordinarily interesting depending on your lot in life. This is pretty unusual. So it's Dateline Cincinnati, Ohio, where there is a new vending machine that has been put out on the street. Now, when I see a vending machine, I think I'm in a candy bar, right? Or I'm going to get a bottle of water or something like that.
Yeah, some kind of drink or makeup, depending on where
you get
you
really?
Are.
Oh, I know.
Oh, yeah. A lot of airports have these makeup vending machines or kind of like mini Best Buy vending machines.
Oh, I didn't know that. Anyway, this vending machine doles out, I'm not sure how to pronounce it. I think it's Naloxone. N-A-L-O-X-O-N-E. And so far, this machine has only been out there since the first of the month. Apparently, it saved 900 lives from overdoses. This organization that put this out, Naloxone, N-A-L-O-X-O-N-E, I guess it would be pronounced Naloxone, right, is a medication that reverses an opioid overdose. So if it's amazing that people are thinking this through, but it's got to be, so far this thing has saved 900 lives, has dispensed 3,300 doses of Naloxone, and 10,000 fentanyl test strips. So the other side of the dark side of this is that something like this is needed because people are so, whatever it is, addicted, I guess is the word.
And addiction
to these
is an illness and so real.
Horrors. Yeah. But good for them. This is progressive. I like this. I hope they come up with some more of these around the country. All right, 48 after. You're listening to Good Day.
Paid for by government.com.
The 1878 to 1921 Morgan Silver Dollar, a true American classic and one of the most iconic silver dollar coins in history. It's been 100 years since the last Morgan Silver Dollar coin was struck for circulation. And now, for a limited time only, full pound bags of original U.S. government struck Morgan dollars are being released to the public. That's right. You can own a full pound of 1878 to 1921 classic American Morgan Silver Dollar coins, all in very good collector condition with fully visible dates and mint marks. Guaranteed. Call 1-800-473-1745 now to secure collector-grade U.S. Morgan Silver Dollars by the pound, struck during the Wild West and the Gilded Age. Plus, receive a bonus American Collector's Pack valued at over $25, free with every order. Call 1-800-473-1745 now to secure your full pound bag of Morgan Silver Dollar coins before they are gone. 1-800-473-1745. That's 1-800-473-1745.
And now a small business setback, delivered by a kind French stranger.
Monsieur, there was an accident. The windshield of your catering van is, how do you say, kaput? Both progressive as an extensive network of repair shops. Now, we think about the old days. Brave marin, rivière de guerre.
When things go wrong with your small business, it's comforting to know you have Progressive Commercial. Get a quote in as little as 6 minutes at progressivecommercial.com.
Croissance for everyone!
Progressive Casualty Insurance Company affiliates. Coverage subject to policy terms and conditions. And now a small business setback is assessed by a beloved family pediatrician.
Oh, hey, Tiger. Big Scary Tree Ranch gave your work truck a boo-boo? Yeah. Wow. See this thing on my phone here? It's the Progressive Mobile app. Just push that little button there and report your claim. Attaboy.
When owning a small business gets painful, Progressive Commercial is here to make it all better. Get a quote in as little as 6 minutes at progressivecommercial.com.
What's this? Candy drawer? Who wants a lollipop?
Progressive Casualty Insurance Company affiliates. Covered subject to policy terms and conditions. Photo claims not available in all states or situations.
Are you afraid to go to the mailbox because of letter after letter from the IRS? Are they stacking on more and more penalties and interest? By now, you know the problem won't go away on its own. Don't let the IRS chase you to your grave with penalties and interest and liens and levies. You need real help now. I'm Dan Pilla. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I help thousands of people solve tax problems they thought couldn't be solved. I can help you too. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com. danpilla.com.
When it comes to vaping, the truth can get clouded. So let's make it clear. Vaping is not safe for kids, teens, or young adults. It's just not.
Because vaping can put microscopic particles into your lungs.
And dangerous things like metals and volatile organic compounds into your body.
And nicotine, the same highly addictive substance found in regular cigarettes.
Nicotine can harm a person's brain development through their mid-20s.
Affecting learning, memory, attention, and impulse control. And priming the brain for other addictions.
Vaping products also come in kid-friendly flavors that can make them appealing to youth.
And many kids also use other drugs, like marijuana, in vaping devices.
With appealing flavors, high nicotine levels, and lots of promotion on social media,
many kids think vaping is harmless, but it's not.
So talk to your kids about the risks of vaping, because when you talk, they hear you.
stock market have you nervous with massive fluctuations? With the impact of inflation and the upcoming midterm elections, it's virtually impossible to guess what will happen next. But with Vantage Point, you won't have to guess. Text MONEY to 813-813 to find out how you can forecast market trend changes with up to 87.4% proven accuracy. That's right, 87.4%. Text the word MONEY to 813-813 and find the consistency and confidence you've been looking for in your trading. Vantage Point's patented technology analyzes huge quantities of global data in seconds. No more guessing when to get in or out of a trade. Text MONEY to 813-813. We'll send you a link to our free live training. Protect your hard-earned capital with Vantage Point.
Trading involves financial risk and is not suitable for all investors. Past results do not guarantee future performance. By texting the word DEMO, you agree to the terms available at VantagePointSoftware.com/terms and consent to receive calls and text using automated technology or pre-recorded voice about offers or info by or on behalf of Vantage Point. Your consent is not a condition of purchase and can be revoked at any time. Message and data rates may apply.
Text MONEY to 813-813.
You've been hearing Dr. Wallach talking about 90 essential nutrients, keeping the body healthy. GCNteam.com now has Beyond Tangy Tangerine Tablets, 60 plant-derived minerals, 16 vitamins, 12 amino acids, packed in a powerful tablet. But that's not it. 160,000 auric points, a knockout punch to free radicals. Call 877-878-4203 or go to GCNteam.com. That's 877-878-4203.
Chuck and I were just talking off the air about the comparatives to the old blockbusters and the blockbusters, so-called blockbusters of today. I think Mission Impossible, pretty much everything Tom Cruise lends his association to and his work to, becomes a blockbuster. But you look at the people who are going to are predicting that Avatar, the one that comes out, what is it, this week, Chuck, or next
today,
week?
Today, actually today. Oh, tonight today. It comes right. out.
Yeah.
Believe it or not, let me, I got a lot on my mind here. That was the John Williams score, the opening theme score to The Towering Inferno, which came out 48 years ago this week in movies, December 14, 1974. Irwin Allen, who was known at the time as the master of disaster, his second huge film after The Side Adventure hit big in 1972, one of the great star pairings of all time, Paul Newman and Steve McQueen,
who contractually had equal lines in that film.
Great supporting cast, William Holden, Fred Astaire.
I'm looking at that. Hold on, Chuck. Hold on a second. He can't hear me, can he? He can't hear me. The problem is you can't hear me when I'm trying to engage you in conversation for whatever the technical reason. I'm just looking at all the people who are in the cast. You talked about Newman and McQueen. There was William Holden, Fred Astaire, Richard Chamberlain, O.J. Simpson, Robert Wagner, the people, Susan Flannery, Robert Vaughn, Jennifer Jones, Susan Blakely, Faye Dunaway, all of the big actors, George Kennedy, the big actors of the day. Everybody was in this movie. Everybody.
Not George Kennedy, but here's the thing.
Not George
this
Kennedy
was the
was
number
in.
One grossing movie, the most popular movie of 1974. It was done all with miniatures and practical effects. It looked amazing. People absolutely loved it. It was the last movie I saw in a movie theater with an intermission, actually. They stopped the movie halfway through for you to go out and get
popcorn.
A bathroom break, coffee, soda, popcorn. But I said you were fair. Generationally, if you ask anybody over 30, have you seen The Towering Inferno, they'll say, no, what is that? It's sort of forgotten. It's sort of become a forgotten movie, even though it is a great blockbuster of the 1970s.
All right, so it's being compared to Avatar or vice versa, right?
Well, Avatar comes out tonight, right? It's going to play, listen to this, Doug, worldwide, 52,000 screens will play Avatar Way of the Water. It's expected to do $500 million in its first 3 days worldwide, about 175 million of that here domestically. Now, reviews for the most part are really good, and that's good. I'm happy about that, and I'll see it, but to me, watching a animated CGI fest that's visually stunning on the big screen, it doesn't fill me or fulfill me like a movie like The Towering Inferno would have did in 1974. That's just my opinion.
Yeah. I think that it's overdone. It looks like it's over. It looks like the same story we saw before.
Well, he plans on doing at least 3 or 4 more of them, so get used to it.
Well, it's money. All right, Will Smith says that Ben Foster, who is his co-star on Emancipation, didn't acknowledge him for 6 months because he was trying to stay in character. It sounds like Will Smith doesn't buy that.
It's called method acting.
Yeah, well, but I think Will's trying to get everybody to think, well, they didn't pay any attention to me because of what happened on the set, on the stage.
No, we hear about this a lot. Meryl Streep did the same thing to Anne Hathaway on The Devil Wears Prada, where it's not that she ignored her, but she stayed in character, so she was kind of rude to her and wouldn't really engage and have fun when the rest of the actors were having fun, just because she wanted to stay in character because that's how she's a method actor as well.
Right.
Okay, so that didn't
I'll tell you another story.
Sense.
Tommy Lee Jones does that on every movie, not because he's a method actor, because he hates people. I'm just kidding.
He kind of looks like, he does, looks the part, though, doesn't he?
When you, his reputation's not a good one on set, but
no.
That's a story for a different day.
Well, neither is Gary Busey, right? Those two guys were together.
He's a strange dude. Well, I just want to point out one story before we leave. James Gunn, who's now running DC Superhero Division, had a meeting with Henry Cavill and made all the Wire big story. A lot of people thought Henry Cavill was going to come back and play Superman in many films. They have decided to cut the cord and go with a younger storyline in the future of Clark Kent. So they're going to go with a younger actor as Clark Kent Superman, and Henry Cavill is out to the disappointment of many fans. But I do get they're going to do a 10-year plan while they're going in this direction. It just feels, if you're a Cavill fan, like a hard pill to swallow.
Bring on Gal Gadot to be Superman, Superwoman or something. All right. There it is, Chucker. Thank you. 59 past the hour. This is Good Day.
Life can be full of risks. One thing you shouldn't take a risk with ever is your family's health insurance. If you're self-employed or you now need affordable health insurance, you need to make this free call right now and see how the Health Insurance Helpline can help you get it. We specialize in helping the self-employed and people just like you that need affordable health insurance to get it. We have short and long-term health insurance plans, and some even cover dental, vision, and prescription drugs. Don't take a risk with your family's health insurance. It's not worth it. If you're self-employed or now need affordable health insurance, call right now and learn for free how to get it. Listen, affordable health insurance plans for everyone just like you are a free phone call away. So give us a shout right now.
800-670-0946. 800-670-0946. 800-670-0946. That's 800-670-0946.